The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I mean, we have a talented group, right, and high expectations. So, you know, it's hard not to like the season we've had to this point. But more recently, last month or so, since Landy's gone out, and, you know, you look at just the way our team's kind of digging in defensively and playing the right way, the additions at the deadline certainly help us on the defensive side of things. We're starting to find a little bit of our offensive mojo again.
There he is, Jared Bednar. Chad Anderson in for Stink today. I've listened to a lot of Jared Bednar this year. A lot of Jared Bednar. And right there, I'm listening to a guy who absolutely likes where his hockey team is at right now. Coming off these two wins over the Penguins that, to me, Chad, tell me, signal to me, this team's ready to go. This team's ready to go. Play out the final 10 games, keep everybody healthy, get guys back. But this team, once the playoffs start, they are going to come charging out of their corner.
It's a difficult 3 weeks, actually, going back, you know, another week or so, difficult month to finish the season where they're at. So I think you can take bits and pieces from last night, from any game going forward, but it's hard to sit here and wait with what they have.
Yeah.
And he knows he's got the chip lead going into the final round, right? He knows he can bully people, and he's looking forward to it. It's going to be hard to wait another, what, 3+ weeks before it gets started for real. So take what you will out of any of these games, but, you know, the real action is going to be a month from now.
Well, and that's why I think these two games were so big, because when you've got everything wrapped up and you're playing out the string, you don't want to just feel like you're playing out the string for like the last 20 games of the season. Just too easy to lose an edge. So to be able to have these two games thrown in there, I think it just helps you keep that sharpness. And now you look at these final, what is it, 12 games as okay, where in these next 12 games do I find those moments where, okay, let's go out and let's really look at this as like a playoff-type tester to get ready. Hopefully those games present themselves, those stretches of games present themselves over these final 12 games, but there's no doubt the Pittsburgh games came in handy. Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we lost tonight as a team. I did a poor job getting our guys ready. We did not play the way we needed to play, and we lost. So we all own it, and we move on to Memphis, and we have two games to win one and secure a playoff berth, and that's our goal, and that's our focus.
Well, you heard it right there from Michael Malone. Discouraging loss last night. Another loss at home. The Nuggets are only 22-17 at home. 5 games over .500 at home. That's it. They are in sixth place right now in the Western Conference. A comfortable 2 games ahead of Minnesota to avoid the play-in. But is that loss last night on Michael Malone? Not having his team prepared to play?
In part, he takes credit for it, and I credit him for that. But look back to Sunday against the Lakers and how great Will Barton and Boogie Cousins were in that win, after playing maybe the worst games of their career in a huge matchup Friday against Minnesota and letting the team down at home. They go to L.A. and they're great, and then they come home again last night and they're terrible again. Barton 3 of 12. Cousins only plays 8 minutes and goes 1 of 7. And the inconsistency, the lack of support for Jokic when the division title is still in play last night, it was just very disappointing to see them come out that flat. They got outscored 32-14 in the second quarter and 31-18 in the fourth. The division was still there, even with all that's happened this year. Losing to Oklahoma City twice, blowing a 20-point lead to Charlotte, getting swept by Utah. All of the things that happened without Murray and MPJ, they could have won game number 48 on the season and still had a chance to win the division, and they didn't show up.
Well, I have no doubt the Michael Malone haters will be out in force today on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Next on the Morning Brew.
What a great play.
Unbelievable.
There is that man again. There he goes.
Chad Muma.
Mountain West Network. Broncos will be hosting Wyoming linebacker Chad Muma, a third-team All-American, on a visit at the team facility next week. Listening to my man Cecil Lammy. Oh, yeah. He was all over Logan Wilson a year ago, coming out of Wyoming, a linebacker. And Cecil loves this guy. Broncos maybe missed on one last year. Make up for it. Get yourself a Wyoming linebacker in the draft this year.
Definitely needs to be linebacker at some point, whether that's Muma or someone else, right? It is going to be a target and is going to be probably the second round, right? If not, I would think third round. It has to be a high priority, and I think that defensive front seven in general needs to be a high priority going forward, probably for the next 2 years in adding pieces that are going to help.
Yeah, don't you just kind of get the sense that they're looking to put that linebacking core together, just kind of, you know, piecemeal. 2 years, by the way, for Logan Wilson, excuse me. But in those 2 years, he's already made his mark. Had 100 tackles last year for Cincinnati. So, yeah, right now it just still feels like they're trying at the linebacker position to make the sum greater than the individual parts. I still think at some point you got to go out and get that real stud. But it's what we were talking about earlier. It's part of the reason why with Russell Wilson here, yeah, there's that sense of we're more improved, we're competitive, we're a contender, but are we in absolute win-now mode? I would still say no, because there are still some positions that you look at, like linebacker, that still need dramatic upgrades.
Look, we're in love with the Russell Wilson move because we were so desperate. We were in the desert. We're thirsty. We need something. We need hope. And Russell Wilson gives us that. But people outside of Broncos country, people outside of Colorado, still have him picked third in the division. So, yes, there are holes.
Next on the Morning Brew.
As of right now, I feel like I am going to play. As of right now.
Do you think you can win the Masters this week?
I do.
Look at you, by the way. And you did that for me. You wore your Masters sleeveless sweater today.
Everything I do it for you.
Thank
Evan.
You, Chad. Oh, my goodness. It's a good thing that Tiger Woods is going to play. It's awesome. But what does it say that the sport of golf is so still reliant on Tiger Woods to create this kind of buzz?
That's the world we live in. People follow stars and storylines. So much of what we do, and here on this show, here on this station, but in general in society, is the story. It's the drama, right? It's why we watch Hard Knocks. It's why the F1 series on Netflix gets so much attention. People aren't watching it because they like Formula One racing. They like the drama of the people and the stars, okay? Tiger is a star of stars. And when the star plays, a guy who has done things that nobody else has ever done in the sport, he is transcendent. It's going to draw a crowd because people aren't tuning in to see if Justin Thomas or Brooks Koepka play well, right? Golf fans, real sports fans are tuning in for that, but everybody else couldn't care. They don't care less.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But if a star shows up and does something that is completely unexpected and nobody else is capable of doing, well, then that's an event. That's a story.
All right. Well, listen, Tiger, stay healthy today. Recover. We want to see you out there because everybody's going to be watching. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.